Thank you for this meeting, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you are here and you have a burden for all of us. Lord, may we all be covered by your precious blood. We want to look away unto you without being distracted by anything else. We pray that you appear again to us, remove the veils, all hardness, so that we can behold you as you are. The Lord reveals himself when his people comes together. When I arrived here last night, I was so pleased to see many brothers and sisters. That opens up my heart. And that helps you to understand what Paul says, that he thanks the Lord for the brothers and sisters, and he prays for them with joy. He makes his prayers with joy. Brothers and sisters are so precious for the Lord, and even the more when we come together here. And the Lord doesn't just call us together for us to meet, but because he has a burden for us and he wants to complete us to the work in the church. He wants to make us perfect. And in Philippians, we read a lot about a special fellowship, which is the fellowship of the gospel. The Philippians had this privilege. They were the first church in Europe. They have heard and received the gospel as the first place in Europe. So this story can be read in Acts 19, and different types of people believed, and even how this church started. It was not by Paul's good idea. To preach the gospel in Macedonia. No, his intent was to go to Asia, the province, Roman province of Asia at that time, to preach the gospel. That was his intention, but the Holy Spirit did not let them, and then they turned to another direction, and still the Spirit didn't allow, and so they turned towards Troas and crossed the Mediterranean, and they arrived in Troas. And in the night, Paul saw a vision, and in that vision, he heard a man, a most Macedonian man, call, "Come over and help us." And he doesn't say, "I've had a vision in the night, so we have to go to Macedonia." No, it happened just as we also have sometimes the experience. Sometimes you have an impression from the Lord. And then you tell the impression you were given, and by and on, they concluded it was the Lord's leading. He wanted them to go to Macedonia. That was their conclusion. It was the leading of the Holy Spirit. It was not, "Well, I have seen a vision. Now I have to do this all for the Lord." No, it all happened in fellowship. Paul didn't just move alone, but he stayed in the fellowship of the gospel. And in Philippi, everything was prepared. They met women out at the outskirts of the town. They met Jewish women. They met for prayer. And one of them, one lady, a rich lady, a purple, a merchant of Purpur, which is a very expensive merchandise.
Und diese Frau, wie heißt es, dieser Frau tat der Herr.
And the Lord, as it says, the Lord opened this lady's heart. And she listened to Paul's speech.
Ihr tat der Herr das Herz auf.
Paulus sagt, the Lord opened her heart.
Von mir das Evangelium gehört.
Paul doesn't say, I was the one who preached the gospel to her and I led her to the Lord. No, he says, the Lord opened her heart. That is wonderful.
Das ist immer die Wahl des Herrn.
Because it's always the Lord's choice.
Ihm das Evangelium predigen.
Probably you want to preach him the gospel, but the other one has heard it and the Lord opens the other one's heart.
Der Herr leitet so. Und ihr tat der Herr der
The Lord leads.
Und dann wurde sie getauft, mit
and after she believed, she was baptized with her family, her household.
Mama, Papa, Kind oder sowas.
That was probably not, as we know, a family, just mom, dad and a child. It was her household. They had servants, slaves, mostly. A house, a wealthy family, they had servants. So all her household, all who were in her household were baptized. They believed and were baptized. And that was not all. You may think, now I'm baptized, everything is all right, I'm on the right way. Lydia spontaneously had a desire, a wish. She said, if you consider that I'm faithful to the Lord, now as a believer, then please come and stay in my house.
Das heißt, der Herr hat ihr nicht nur das Herz aufgetan.
So the Lord not only opened her heart, but she also opened her house to the Lord. That's wonderful.
Und alles hat der Paulus erlebt, wie es vor seinen Augen passiert ist.
And Paul has experienced all this.
Gott hat da ein gutes Werk angefangen.
That's why he said God has started a good work. It was God's doing from the outset.
Und was er dort angefangen hat in euch, dieses gute Werk.
And the good work he has begun in you, he will also complete it.
Weil ihr von Anfang an auch an dieser Gemeinschaft.
And why? Because from the beginning you participated in the fellowship of the gospel. So they were not just listeners, his audience, but they were made alive and they were involved right from the beginning in the work. They were involved in this work of building up the church. The Lord wants to have us all involved. Otherwise, the Lord is not satisfied, and you are also not satisfied. Even if you listen to so excellent messages, you will not be satisfied before you get involved and participate in the fellowship of the gospel. And not only this rich lady and her household had to be saved, that was not sufficient.
Gut, danke. Es musste auch noch ein anderer, von dem man es gar nicht gedacht hätte.
Another person also had to get saved.
So ist es in der Gemeinde. Es wäre so schön, dieser Haushalt von der Lydia.
That's how it goes in the church life. Lydia's household, a very harmonious household. But then a jailer, what was his past? That must have been a tough guy. Whipping people and arresting people every day or torturing them by chains, handcuffing them. But that was the one the Lord also wanted to gain. Isn't that wonderful?
Dem Herrn ist es wichtig, dass er uns Menschen erreichen kann.
It's important for the Lord to reach humans. And the jailer, he needed help. He was not there at the river where the women prayed, and he didn't go to the synagogue had Paul gone to one, but he was working in his prison. That was his job. That's why the Lord sent Paul to the prison. He was treated like a criminal. There has been an uproar before because he had driven out the demon of the fortune teller, and then the leaders there in that town, they had just had him arrested and put in prison. So Paul and Silas, they found themselves in prison. We would have thought that was it, that was the end of our fellowship for the gospel in Philippi. Now we are sitting with rats in the jail and unable to move. And they could have complained to God, Lord, we have served you, we have consecrated our lives to you, and now you send us to jail. But they did not complain, well, at least not before midnight. Nothing is said what happened before midnight. But around midnight, at midnight, they were praying and singing hymns to God. In such a situation, after everything had gone wrong, everything turns out different from what you had imagined, and you start praying and praising. We have such a life in us. That is Christ in us. It's a wonderful gospel that was spread in Philippi. The jailer got saved, and also his household all got saved and were baptized, and so they were the church in Philippi.
Ihn rehabilitieren, aber nicht wirklich. Ja, sie haben sich nicht wirklich entschuldigt, sie wollten, dass er dann heimlich einfach wieder verschwindet.
Then they wanted Paul to disappear secretly from the town, but Paul did not accept this. So they had to lead him in front of the public to prove that he was not a criminal whom they had to send out of town at night. And the brethren were there, and when they departed, so I wondered what brothers. The jailer had just been saved, but there must have been more. That was not him. So there must have been more brothers and sisters in Lydia's house. Some more must have believed within this short period of time. So this shows that the Lord has started his church life. Fellowship for the gospel is a wonderful word and wonderful term. Preaching the gospel does not just mean to go to a certain place and proclaim the glad tidings. It doesn't mean to spread, to pass on a teaching about a God and salvation. That's also included, but in the first place, the gospel is a person.
Das Evangelium, wenn man zum Beispiel nachlässt, in Apostelgeschichte, Kapitel 11, gibt es einen Vers.
When you read in Acts chapter 11,
als das Evangelium,
there it says they preached Jesus as the gospel. That was in Antioch.
Einige angefangen, und es waren nicht die aus Jerusalem, als die Gemeinde entstanden war, war sie ja in Jerusalem entstanden, ja.
The church first was set up in Jerusalem, and some came from Cyprus and Kyrene. They were believers, and they had arrived somehow in Antioch. and they preached Jesus as the gospel. And there it happened that not only Jews got saved, but also heathen from the nations, some got saved. And in Romans 1, Paul says,
Evangelium seines Sohnes, ja.
The gospel of his son.
Paulus hat den Auftrag, das Evangelium von Jesus Christus, vom Sohn Gottes.
Paul's mission was to preach the gospel of the Son of God. At the beginning of Corinthians he said, I have decided not to know anything among you. I don't know anything.
Nichts unter euch zu wissen.
I decided not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He did not come with a bunch of teachings to Corinth, but he came with Christ. That must impress us in the church, in the new covenant. It's all about Christ. What was prophesied in the old covenant was one person. Read Isaiah 9, verse 5. Do you know this verse?
Alle jungen Leute, diesen Vers müsst ihr.
That's a verse all the young people must know.
Isaiah 9, Vers 5. Ein wunderbarer Vers, der ganz klar zeigt,
that's a wonderful verse, which shows what is the gospel.
Könnt ruhig aufstehen. Ist gut.
In the English translation, it is Isaiah 9, Verse 6. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That was the promise in the Old Covenant. There is one to come who is all this. He is a real man, and he is also God. You may think he is a son, but he is also the everlasting Father. Jesus Christ, wonderful. The master builders, they rejected the cornerstone. We should not do this. Christ has to be everything in the church, not just one stone in the corner, but everything. The gospel is Jesus Christ, and that is what Paul preached in Philippi. And 2,000 years ago, Christ was just one person. When you wanted to see him, you had to be in Galilee at that time. You could have met him there. You could have talked to him or listened to him. You could have seen him serving there. One of the disciples who was invited by his friends, they said, we found the Messiah, Jesus. Come with us. He said, what good can come out of Nazareth? That was Nathanael. Come and see. And he came, and Jesus said, a real Israelite with nothing false in him. And Nathanael is surprised, how can he know him? And he answers, even before you, if Philip called you, I have seen you as you were under the fig tree. And he said, Rabbi, you are the King of Israel. You are the Christ, the Son of God.
Dann sagt er, ja, du glaubst mir, weil du, weil
and
ich unter
his answer is, you believe me because I've seen you under the fig tree.
Du wirst noch Größeres.
That is sufficient for you to believe, but you will see greater things. You will see greater things than this.
Wir alle, denke ich, haben sogar
and, you know, we all have seen greater things than Nathanael.
Was sagt Paulus in diesem Abschnitt hier? Erst sagt er, mir ist alles dient mir zur Errettung.
Paul, what does he say here? When he, after he said that everything is for his salvation. 1 verse 12.
Wie es um mich steht,
the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
Um ihn stand es nicht so besonders gut. Er war im Gefängnis, wieder im Gefängnis.
His situation was not that good. He was in prison again. Repeatedly he was in prison. Look at his life. That doesn't look good in his on his curriculum.
Würdest du den noch einstellen?
Would you hire him? Probably not.
Ja. Es sieht nicht so gut mit ihm aus, aber er sagt, wie es um mich steht.
But
es ist gut gewesen für sie, für
what he says is, what happened to me has turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. Some were encouraged to follow Paul's fearlessness and also to confess the Lord. Clearly, there were others who for wrong motives preach the gospel for envy or even to damage Paul, to hurt Paul. But he says that the main thing is that Christ is that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. Philippians is, you find the word joy, joy or rejoicing so often. It starts with joy and rejoicing. Paul is so joyful, even in prison, because he has seen and heard that the saints were encouraged. So he rejoices even when the gospel is being preached in pretense. We don't know what exactly happened, but there was some problem. There were some co-workers. They had different intentions.
Paulus hat diesen Umstand.
And Paul, he was not that sad because of this. He didn't say, "Why? What are they doing? I have to do something against that." No, his attitude was, I will rejoice that in every way Christ is preached. In a verse in Romans 1, it says that the gospel is a power of God.
Würde man sagen, fast nicht auf den an, der es predigt.
So, well, that's almost independent of the one who preaches it, because the gospel itself is a power of God. If somebody preaches the gospel and people believe, that is due to God's power, not due to the person's ability.
Aber wie gesagt, das Evangelium ist eine Person.
Und das Evangelium, the gospel, as I said, is a person. And it was right from the beginning a matter of the church. That's why Jesus said that they are going to see greater things. The Lord wants that something greater should be seen. in Revelation 22,
Vers 17, einer der letzten
17, one of the last verses of the Bible.
Wie heißt es da? Und der Geist und die Braut sprechen.
The Spirit and the Bride, they say, come.
Und wer es hört, der spreche, komm.
Chapter 21.
Wer dürstet, der komme.
17.
Und
and let him who hears say, come.
Ja, wer will, der nehme das Wasser des Lebens.
And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. It doesn't say what is the content of the message.
Ich habe in meinem Leben einmal durch zwei, drei junge Leute zu Jesus gefunden.
I found Jesus in my life when two or three young people, I met two or three young people, when I met them, through them, I realized Jesus is real and I cannot turn around this reality. And at that time, I prayed to Jesus for the very first time. And looking back now, I know that that was the moment when I was born again. They didn't explain much to me and I didn't understand much. They told me a few things, but that was not really helpful. But I had understood that Jesus is alive. And then I followed my own way, I would say. I realized I'm a Christian. Somehow things have changed in my life. But when I came to church meeting for the first time, and then after the meeting, during the fellowship, it did not stop. Fellowship, that was just about Jesus, about Christ who is everything in so many aspects. It was not just one preacher who was able to expound everything, but many brothers and sisters who were filled by this wonderful Christ. That is the church, the fellowship for the gospel. I have to make sure that I can finish.
Und dann gibt es hier eine Aussage in Kapitel in 1 Vers 19. Ich weiß, dass mir dies zur Errettung dienen wird.
Also Chapter 1:19.
Das andere.
He realized that everything turned out to his.
Ich weiß, es dient mir zur Errettung.
Salvation.
Das heißt, er fühlt sich eingebettet in diese Gemeinschaft, obwohl er im Gefängnis ist.
Through the prayer, he was aware that he was carried by the fellowship and by the brothers' prayer. We have to pray for one another, not just for the weak and sick ones, not thinking the strong ones or the brothers, they don't need it, the apostles don't need it. Paul needed prayer. He, at another place, he said, pray for me that the word may be given to me, that I can express it properly. He depended on the prayer.
Alles, sagt er hier in Vers 19, dient mir zur Errettung.
And as he says in verse 19, is everything turns out for his deliverance. But was Paul not yet saved? He was. He had experienced a strong salvation. He had met Jesus and he was blind. That was a strong experience. And he turned away from his old life to Christ.
Da ist eine ganz bestimmte Errettung gemeint, nämlich wir brauchen weitere Errettung.
But we need further salvation. If you are saved at first, it means you are born again in your spirit and the Lord's seed has come into you, but your thoughts may still be old. There is still so much in us that needs salvation. Your habit, your way of thinking,
meine Empfindungen. Ich bin noch lang nicht wie Gott mich haben will.
My emotions, I am far from the
auch die Schwierigkeiten, die schlechten Dinge, die mir geschehen, die dienen mir.
The way I should be. That's why Paul realizes everything that happens to me turns out for my deliverance and make me more fit and more useful for God.
Nicht nur durch euer Gebet, sondern durch die, in unserer Übersetzung
through your prayer and the supply, or some translations, the rich supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Und wenn man jetzt mehrere Bibelübersetzungen nebeneinander legt,
when you compare different Bible translations,
durch den Beistand,
many translations, they render this by assistance of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Es hat eine Bedeutung, dieses Wort im Griechischen.
But the Greek word could also mean assistance.
Aus einem Hintergrund, das ist ein Wort, das gebildet wurde.
The word,
ich habe jetzt mich ein bisschen nochmal beschäftigt, weil es mich einfach auch
so interessiert hat. I have looked up that word. I was curious to know.
Dieses Wort heißt Epikorega.
Ja, und Epikorega.
Das heißt so viel wie oder es beschreibt jemanden, der während der Zeit einer Tournee, also es gab es schon damals, also irgendwelche Stars
and that
oder
refers to a person,
oder Theatergruppen,
like a choir, music groups.
Auftritte hatten in großen Theatern.
They had.
Und es gab immer einen, der das gesponsert hat.
Some, they making a tour, and there was always a sponsor, a rich person who acted as a sponsor for the group or for the people. He paid for the costs, and in turn his name was written someplace or put up for everyone to know, and so as a result he had to pay for all the costs, for their training, for the whole equipment of the stage, everything that was required. He had to pay the costs for everything. And that is the term Korrigas.
Hat sich dann mit der Zeit so dieses Synonym entwickelt in der Antike.
And from this notion developed the term that means paying everything for the livelihood or taking, paying the whole support, like a bridegroom before marriage. In the contract he had to sign and to confirm and list everything he would supply for his future wife. That is why it means a rich supply, the rich supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In English, it is the term supply in most versions. That is very good because that is our experience. You may be in a situation and you not only need some assistant or someone who comforts you or helps, gives you a hand. What you need is a supply, an inner supply. Otherwise, how could Paul in the night praise God? It was because he enjoyed the Lord's rich supply. We should know this supply, brothers and sisters. Take advantage of this supply. Don't wait for you to be in prison or to be in a plight, to have a problem. How often do we call on the Lord?
Wir haben manchmal schon, denke ich, gedacht, das ist so eine Praxis.
We might have thought sometimes that's just something we practice, we got used to.
Habe ich mir als Kind auch mal angewöhnt.
But, you know, drinking, I got used to it as a child. That's a habit I've taken up as a child, but I cannot stop drinking. You have to take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
Was will der Herr? Was will der Herr heute mit uns machen? Ich denke, what es ist wichtig, dass wir
does the Lord want to do with us? We should learn from Philippians. You sense a joy and freshness. You can see how Paul is supplied by the Spirit. You can see the burden he has for the church, that the work goes on.
Und jetzt alles dient ihm zur Errettung. Durch die reiche Versorgung mit
everything is for the furtherance of the gospel. Because of the rich supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And in verse 20, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. A very long and weighty sentence. Sometimes I compare in other Bible translations, that is what I recommend to you. I have found a translation that has a bit complicated wording, but it helps to understand better.
It
Genfer translation, Philippians 1:20 says, it is my earnest desire and my hope that I should not be ashamed in any respect, but as always was the case, that I can step up with confidence so that the greatness of Christ can be manifested in everything, whether I live or whether I die. That was his question. Will I stay alive or will I die?
Hier auch schon angespielt, dass er vor dem Herrn eines Tages stehen wird. Hier sieht man auch, er war
and
in gewisser Weise
or Paul, you can see from this portion, he realized that he will have to face the Lord soon. Either the Lord will come back or I will go to him. And that was his earnest expectation that he should not be ashamed, that he should not stand before him ashamed, because I have missed something, because I was negligent in some way. Important to have this attitude. On one hand, we enjoy the rich supply. On the other hand, to have this healthy fear, a healthy fear not to be put to shame, because we will all have to appear before the Lord's judgment seat. And then he says the wonderful sentence, for me to live is Christ. Or life, some translations, they said life is, Christ is life for me. But to live is more.
Ob jemand sagt, Fußball ist mein Leben, dann weiß ich noch nicht, ob er dann nur meint, dass er bei jedem Spiel
von when a person says, football, soccer is my life, that I don't know whether he watches every soccer match before his TV or whether he is a player, and if so, whether he's a good player.
Aber zu leben ist für mich
to live is Christ. To live for me is Christ.
Zu leben. ich morgens aufstehe, Herr Jesus.
To me, to live is Christ. That means when I get up in the morning, Lord Jesus, you are my life and the start of my day. Lord, I want to remain in you.
Er selbst in seinem Alter hat er so eine Haltung. Er möchte unbedingt Christus gewinnen und in ihm erfunden werden.
Even in his advanced age, he wanted to gain Christ and be found in him.
In so vielen Begebenheiten, auch in seinem Leben,
and in many
zum Beispiel,
events in his life, you just read the book of Acts, how he was able to express Christ. In so many different ways, he expressed Christ by his very normal life, without making an effort. Now I have to pull myself together to live Christ. I have to imitate Christ. What a requirement. How can you live Christ? Only one is able to do it.
Streng dich mal an, Christus zu leben.
Try hard to live Christ.
Wir brauchen so eine Haltung, Herr, ich möchte dich gewinnen.
We need the attitude, Lord, I would like to gain you and be found in you. Tell him, Lord, you are my life.
Halleluja. Du bist der Anfänger und der Vollender.
You are the beginner and the perfecter. You have begun a good work in me and I want to remain in you.
So wunderbar, ja. Er stellt uns nicht vor einen Aufgaben.
The Lord doesn't give us a list of tasks, but he offers that we may enjoy him. We have to experience his rich supply.
Wie heißt es in Römer 10? Der Herr ist reich.
Romans 10 says, the Lord is rich. To all who call on him.
Was predigt der Paulus? Was für ein Evangelium predigt er?
And what is the gospel Paul preaches?
Mir, dem Allergeringsten unter allen Heiligen, ist
to
das
me,
Gnade gegeben.
The least of all saints, this grace is given to
die Erlösung zu predigen.
Announce to the nations redemption.
Den unausforschlichen Reichtum
no,
Christi zu
the
predigen.
Unsearchable riches of
das
Christ.
Ist das Evangelium.
That is the gospel.
Du könntest ja sagen, Christus zu predigen, aber
you could say to preach Christ,
für manche so einfach, so simpel,
but
so
to
wenig.
Preach Christ, that sounds like nothing and very simple.
Christi.
But the unsearchable riches of Christ,
und wenn wir dienen wollen in der Gemeinde, wie heißt es im Römerbrief
and
oder auch im
if you want to serve in Romans
Petrus
or in
wir als gute
Peter's epistles, we should be good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
Mit allem, was Gott uns gibt.
With everything God gives us, that is his manifold grace.
Großer Reichtum, aus dem wir schöpfen dürfen.
Great riches from which we can take.
Die Gemeinde aufgebaut wird.
And this builds up the church. Ephesians 3.
Wie sagt der Paulus? Hier an diesem Abschnitt zwischen Vers 19 und Vers 26 hat er ein bisschen so ein, sag ich mal, da ist er so zwiegespalten. Er möchte am liebsten abscheiden und beim Herrn sein.
Between verse 19 and 26, he isn't certain whether we would prefer to.
Wir sind also noch nicht ganz so weit wie Paulus.
To depart and be with Christ. I don't know who would have such a desire to depart and be with the Lord. We have not yet reached that stage. But Paul, he was ready. He could write to Timothy that the crown of righteousness was prepared for him. He has finished the race. He was certain. That's an example to me and an encouragement that shows me that it is possible. He wanted to depart and be with the Lord. There are many things, situations he was in, and he said it would have been much better to be with the Lord. But for your sake, it is necessary to remain in the flesh, to remain in this hut. But it's for your sake, it is more needful to remain in the flesh. So he came to the conclusion that it is better to remain in the flesh. But he was able to say that to die is gain. To die is gain. Because that would mean that he is would be immediately with the Lord. To live is Christ.
Ob ich sterbe oder lebe. Lob den Herrn.
Whether I live or die.
Ja. Aber warum will er im Fleisch bleiben?
Why does he want to remain in the flesh? It is to serve the saints. That was his life.
Das war sein Leben. Ich freue mich in den Leiden für euch, sagt er mal.
I rejoice in the sufferings for you.
Philipper 1, Vers 22. Wenn aber im Fleisch zu leben für mich Frucht des Werkes bedeutet.
For if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor.
Deshalb dient er den Heiligen, möchte sehen, wie sie Fortschritte machen im Glauben.
Paul wants to have fruit. That is why he serves, he ministers to the saints, and he wants to see their growth and them bearing fruit.
Dass Christus groß gemacht werde an meinem Leibe. Dass Christus groß, dieses groß gemacht machen, sagt
he, his desire is that Christ will be magnified in his body. Some translations, they say that Christ should be glorified, which is not wrong also, but that Christ is magnified in my body. Christ wants to be magnified. As Michael, he said, to scale up. Michael used the term. The Lord would like to be scaled up, so it's easier for people to see him. And that is the purpose for which he called us. That's why he sends you to your school, that Christ can be seen better. Paul was aware of the fact that Christ should be magnified in me as a weak human being. That Christ should be magnified in my body. For me to live is Christ.
Und was er so macht, ist, sieht man Vers 24 oder 25, hiervon überzeugt weiß ich, dass ich bleiben und
being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
Euer Vorangehen zu fördern. Fördern. Eure Freude im Glauben zu fördern.
For their progress and joy of faith. That is so good.
Dazu gibt's einen Vers aus im Alten Testament.
It's Jesaja.
Oh, unsere beiden Cross-Reference.
Jesaja
vor euch.
Isaiah.
Jesaja 50, Vers 4.
Ist auch 50,
einer von den Verse wichtigen 4. Versen, die man sich merken kann. Jesaja 50, Vers 4. Jesaja 50, Vers 4.
Der Herr hat mir die Zunge eines Jüngers gegeben,
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord has given us ears to hear, but not to hear more and more, and not to end up with itching ears. And nowadays you have the possibility to hear so many things. You do not know what is up and down after listening to so many things.
Aber es geht nicht darum, dass wir irgendwas Gutes hören und nach neuem was noch besseres hören.
But it's not just to hear even more and more interesting things, but it's all about hearing the Lord's voice.
Deshalb haben wir Ohren.
And that is why we have ears.
Nach Offenbarung.
Even one would be sufficient. Who has an ear, let him hear. But we have two ears even.
Psalm heißt es, wir hatten das vor kurzem in Karlsruhe, in einem Psalm heißt es, Ohren hast du mir gegraben.
You have opened my ears. You did not want burnt offerings. And imagine your Creator who makes you who forms the human being and forms two beautiful ears on his head. You have pierced my ears. That's another way of translating it. Sometimes we are hard in hearing.
Liebe zu ihm. Durch seine Liebe zu uns hat uns an sich zu sich gezogen.
The Lord has drawn us to him in his love, and we were willing to give ourselves to him, and we love to serve him in his house, like the slave in the Old Testament who had his ear pierced, and he wanted to serve his master forever. The Lord wakens up our ear, and what a tongue, what is the tongue he gives us?
Was kann die Zunge? Den Müden durch ein Wort
a tongue which is able to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Very important. That is what we need in the church. So often, I was encouraged through a word spoken by a brother or a sister. Do not underestimate this, and let the Lord teach you. Listen to the Lord. Let him open your ear and exercise also to speak a word in the church meeting to encourage others. Not just for the sake of speaking to, but as a joy for others, a word of encouragement. A disciple means a young student, a student.
Je früher man anfängt, desto besser.
So you can already do it as young students.
Die Ohren öffnen.
Let the Lord open our ears.
Wir lernen von ihm, andere durch ein
Wort. And we learn of him.
Halleluja.
To speak to the weary.
Der so etwas macht mit uns.
The Lord can do this with us.
Das ist das Vorangehen und der Freude der Heiligen fördern. Jawohl, lob den Herrn. Gibt es noch einen Vers aus Hebräer 6, Vers 10?
There's a verse in Hebrews 6, Vers 10.
Ja, 6, Vers 10. So, ich lese mal.
God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not unjust. Like Paul, he wanted to help the progress and the joy of the saints, and God is not unjust. He rewards all our service for the saints. 2 Corinthians 1, 24.
Nicht, dass wir Herren wären über euren Glauben. Ich finde so eine schöne Haltung.
Not that we have dominion over your faith. Not that we have dominion over your faith. In the church, we should not have any dominion.
So eine gewisse Furcht am Ende herrscht.
And so to end up with a certain fear. Even Paul the Apostle, he was so capable and he was an authority among the churches. Even he says, we do not have dominion over your faith. He's humble.
Nicht, dass wir Herren wären über euren Glauben, sondern wir sind
gehilfen. We do not have dominion over your faith, but we are fellow workers for your joy.
Gehilfen eurer Freude.
Fellow workers for your joy. Paul writes so much about joy to the Philippians. I want you to know the joy of the Lord and to see that his joy increases. Each time you do something against the Lord, joy decreases in you. But the more you follow and obey the Lord, you obey his voice, even in small things. You want to buy something and the Lord tells you, no, better not. And then you listen to him and you do not click on the Amazon site when you have seen something that you like. Well, certain things you need, of course, but there are also things you don't really need, but just because it's available, people want to have it. That's the trend in our time. But if you listen to the Lord, and then the Lord rewards you with joy, more joy. Didn't you have this experience? I'm a bit negligent by nature. When I start tidying up, when I take a vacuum cleaner and start tidying up, then I experience the Lord's joy. Each time, then I start singing, whistling, praising. So many areas in which we can obey the Lord. Don't wait for the parents to tell you. Listen to the Lord's voice. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's not a method how you find joy. It's just by listening to the Lord.
Ja, und jetzt gibt's hier in die letzten paar Verse, die sind richtig wunderbar.
And the last few verses are so wonderful.
Führt nur ein Leben.
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
Führt nur ein Leben. Wir haben früher immer sehr gerne in der gemeinsam die Worte betend gelesen und immer einen kleinen Abschnitt, ja. Führt nur ein Leben. Amen.
We like to pray read in bits. only let your conduct be worthy. Just one conduct in Germany, not two different conducts, one in the world and one in the church.
Man kann nicht alles vereinbaren. Ich bin, wie ich bin. Die Gemeinde ist keine Veranstaltung.
Church is not an event. Something you turn on and off, but we have just one life, a conduct worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Our conduct must be worthy of the conduct.
Und es erinnert mich sehr stark an Epheser Kapitel 4.
And we should stand in one spirit and one mind. That reminds of Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 is also about a worthy conduct. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, again he was in prison. He was in prison several times, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
Und was jetzt aufzählt, ist nicht nur unser individuelles.
And then he refers not only to our individual life,
wo wir ordentlich sein sollen, wo wir uns richtig verhalten sollen,
which should be a proper human life, but what he describes here is crucial.
In aller Demut und Sanftmut, in Geduld,
with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Das ist das Problem heute, auch unter uns Christen.
And this is the problem today among Christians,
verloren gegangen ist.
That this unity was lost.
Und damit geben wir uns nicht zufrieden.
But we are not
content.
We are not. We don't accept it. The Lord, He had a plan from the beginning to build His church. And there is one body and one head. And we should hold fast the oneness. Like the first church in Jerusalem, they were all filled with the Spirit, speaking the word, and they were of one heart and one mind. All who came to the Lord, they were one heart and of one mind. Not just one spirit, but still it was the unity of the Spirit. The Spirit makes us alive, and as children of God, we feel the need to live in unity with the other children of God, to remain in fellowship. And I want to be in this unity. I do not want to be anywhere else.
Wo Gott nachher sagen muss, oh, das habe ich gar nicht von dir verlangt, das wollte ich gar nicht.
Not doing a work, and later on God might tell me, I never asked you to do this work. I don't know you. You were doing great things in my name, but I never commissioned you. What the Lord has planned on this earth, and what you can see in a coherent way all through the scripture, is that he wants to build his church in unity. And then when there were problems because of different opinions, if you in Berlin are for one brother and another one for another brother,
dann sagt der Paulus, da ist Spaltung unter euch.
Paul calls this division.
Wie viele Gemeinden gibt's?
How many churches are there?
Wie viele Gemeinden hat Jesus? Eine. Und wir leben heute in einer Zeit, wo es selbstverständlich ist, dass
in our time,
wiedergeborene Christen in ihre verschiedenen Gruppierungen gehen.
It is just normal. It goes without saying that Christians go to different groups
nicht der Normalzustand ist.
Without any realization that this is not a normal condition.
Von Anfang an ist es nicht so gewesen.
It was not like this from the beginning. That is the Lord's answer when they asked him about divorce. Is he not allowed to get divorced? And Moses, he allowed divorce by a letter of divorce. But the Lord points out it was not so from the beginning. From the beginning, there was one husband and one wife. And in the same, Christ and the church. We make things complicated.
Weil wir Christus nicht leben.
Because we don't live Christ.
Christus ist einer. Deshalb sagt der Paulus ja zu den Korinthern, ist denn Christus
Christ
zertrennt?
Is one.
Ist denn Christus zertrennt?
Is Christ divided? That is what Paul asks the Corinthians. How can you two say, I live Christ and you two, I live Christ and then you quarrel and you divide?
Weil wir oft noch so von uns selber
because very often we are too convinced of ourselves and we know better than God.
Gott will Versöhnung.
God wants
Gott will
reconciliation, forgiveness,
will, dass wir uns gegenseitig annehmen und wir Menschen wollen
and accepting one another, but we want to be different. From others.
Wir machen Unterschiede. Es kam schon raus diese Tage, heute Morgen. Der Herr muss uns barmherzig sein, dass wir da.
The Lord has to be merciful to us.
Diese Einheit, die der Herr möchte. In Philipper Kapitel 1 heißt es, ein Leben würdig des Evangeliums, in dem wir in einem Geist festhalten.
A life worthy of the gospel by standing in one spirit and fighting in one soul. We are born again in spirit and we are one in spirit, but it must be practical. And so your soul also has to go along. Your desires, your wishes, your whole personality makes up your soul.
Involviert sein in diesem
and
Kampf.
It has to be involved.
Und das geht, indem sie erneuert wird.
And indem that is only possible by being renewed.
Und unser Denken erneuert wird. Ja, und wir sollen in dieser Einheit stehen, mit einer Seele zusammenkämpfen.
Then we can stand ja. In unity and fight together
gesagt,
in one soul.
Gesehen, klar gesagt, das ist die
and in John 17, and that is our target,
gerade mal 22 und 23, die Herrlichkeit, die ich Ihnen gegeben habe, ja, die Herrlichkeit, die du mir gegeben hast, habe ich Ihnen gegeben, damit sie eins seien.
The glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. How is it possible for us to be one as Jesus was one with the Father? That's a high level.
Den Anspruch kannst du nur an dieses Leben stellen.
Only his life can meet it.
Dass wir vom Herrn empfangen haben. Wir haben
it's only possible by the life we have
wir
received
wissen, dass diese
from the Lord.
Diese Einheit hervorbringt.
And we know that his life produces unity. It's a fruit of Christ's life in us.
Es ist diese Herrlichkeit, dass wir alle eins seien.
A glory is that we are all one.
Damit sie in eins vollendet sein. Ja. Da damit die Welt erkenne, dass du mich gesandt hast.
That they are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me.
Für dieses Zeugnis sind wir angetreten.
So it's for the testimony. We are here for this testimony. I don't want to fight for anything else and not waste my time, but I want to continue to consecrate my life for Christ and the Church.
Viele von uns haben klar auch etwas gesehen vom Herrn.
Many of us have seen the Lord clearly a long time ago. Some have just joined us, but we all together need this vision and understanding what we are in.
Denk nur mal nach. Damals hat der Herr Jesus so ein paar Leute gewonnen, als er auf dieser Erde war.
When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he has gained just a few, not many.
Wir sind auch nicht viele.
We are also not many.
Du kannst auch sagen, noch nicht. Wir müssen dem Herrn auch zutrauen.
Well, probably not yet. We have to trust that the Lord can add more, but let the Lord do it. Do not look at empty chairs.
Wir gucken auf den Herrn.
We look to the Lord.
Es kommt auf die Qualität an. Wir machen hier nicht ein Werk, weißt du, alle gleich machen, alle müssen eins sein.
So we are not doing work, trying to make everyone the same, like in an army.
Alle wissen, wie viel Uhr muss man sich auf den Boden legen, zu beten.
When everybody knows at what time you have to lie down and pray.
Einheit ist Christus.
Our oneness is Christ.
Und Christus lebt in uns. Und wir können sein Leben heute leben.
And Christ is living in us. We can live his life today. Without any concept what it should look like. We have some guidelines.
Wir haben Hinweise in der Schrift, aber der Herr muss uns führen können, so wie er den Paulus führen konnte.
But the Lord must be able to lead us, as he could lead Paul to Philippi and in Philippi. We also let the Lord guide us.
Ich habe in letzter Zeit auch mal wieder nachgelesen, das Sendschreiben in Offenbarung an die Gemeinde in Ephesus. Sie hatten so vieles.
I've read the epistle to Ephesus in Revelation. They had many things. They were able to discern the false apostles, served a lot with much endurance. But I have against you. The Lord had something against a very good example of a church. They have lost their first love. But he doesn't say, turn back to your first love. But he says, do the first works.
Und ich sehe hier in Philippi, sie kannten die ersten Werke.
In Philippi, I see that they knew the first works, the fellowship in the gospel, taking part in his move and even accepting suffering.
Herr Jesus, ich habe Lust bekommen, neu mich aufzumachen.
I want to be part of that, and you.
Wir brauchen so ein Bewusstsein, wir sind wichtig im Gemeindeleben.
Let's be aware that we are important in the church life.
Herr, ich gebe mich dir für deinen Vorsatz. Ich möchte mich hingeben, Christus zu leben, für den Aufbau der Gemeinde.
I want to live Christ for the building up of the church.
Das ist eine Macht. Selbst wenn das nur 10 machen, sie kommen zusammen, um zu beten.
Even if just 10 do it and meet and pray, Lord, we consecrate ourselves, continue to build your church in Stuttgart, in Munich, in Aalen, in Tübingen,
in Pforzheim, in Karlsruhe. Ah, der Herr wirkt. Bonn, haben wir vergessen, gell? Ja,
Bonn.
Paris.
Paris.
L'église à Paris. Halleluja. Merveilleux. Der Herr ist wunderbar. Er hat uns berufen in sein
The Lord has called us into his kingdom, into his purpose.
Was sollen wir machen? Christus lieben.
So what can Amen. We do? Live Christ.